My name's Paul Richards. I was incarcerated in the San Francisco County Jail for 55 days in August of 1966. That was the result of three arrests during the year 1963 and 64 during civil rights demonstrations at the Sheraton Palace Hotel, at Mel's Drive-In, and at the auto row dealerships on Van Ness Avenue in San Francisco. Those demonstrations were about ending racism in hiring. There was 250 of us eventually went to jail on these sit-ins. The trials were held like 10 apiece in San Francisco Municipal Court, 10 defendants apiece. That's when I looked up at the whole process of court trials and saw it for what it was, when I had a judge direct my conviction and not allow any evidence about what that meant to us or what that whole protest was about. The appeals were lost and everybody went to jail. I got sent up to 6 South after participating with the committee of inmates who were trying to desegregate that jail. So I was stuck there, and so what I witnessed was the prison's liquidation of that entire interracial desegregation attempt. And so when they pulled the demonstrators out, the police knew everybody who had helped them and who had joined their committee, and they had this riot, and they gathered up all these people and they put them up in the solitary wing where I had already been sitting for quite a while. And when they did that, they came in and they beat people with clubs. You know, they beat young guys who had just decided it would be a good idea to desegregate the jail. They staged a riot. There was a big incident. That was the way they liquidated the attempt to desegregate that jail. I never got out of solitary. But it was very, very big psychological effect. I mean, even though I was determined to resist and I had a certain mindset about fighting the power, by the time I got out of the jail, I was stuttering. I mean, I was in that jail longer than the car thieves and the pimps and the rest of them that would just be regularly coming in and going out and coming in and going out. And I was there watching them come in and go out from having demonstrated against racism there. And of course, later, the jails were not only not desegregated, they were more heavily segregated than ever. The whole phenomenon of jailhouse gangs took a life in those jails way bigger than it had ever been. And I think those gangs were used as a form of control to keep the races apart. And after I saw what the jail torture system is, it just continued to escalate and get worse. Legal segregation may be gone, but the prison system is bigger than ever, more segregated than ever, more violent than ever. This struggle is not new. We've been at this for a very long time.